I was in Matityahu many years ago for Shabbos, and I think the Rav had said that maybe it was permissible to learn Torah silently during Chazaras HaShas, and that is how I hold. First of all, forgive me and correct me if I'm not remembering correctly. You remember correctly. Basically, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not learn even silently during Chazaras HaShas, because other people will learn from him to be able to ignore Chazaras HaShas and talk. However, if you're in a place where that is not the case, people will not learn from your learning, then as long as you keep aware of what's going on so you can answer the brachos that are being said, one should be allowed to learn during Chazaras HaShas, as long as there's no chance that other people will learn from his learning to talk and ignore Chazaras HaShas. Secondly, what should be the proper behavior during Chazaras HaShas, sitting or standing? It's preferable to stand if you can, but if standing is going to mean you're going to walk around and ignore what's going on, then it's better to sit and to concentrate on what the Chazan is saying. Stardim most certainly are allowed to sit, even lechatchila. Should you have your feet together, you don't have to have your feet together unless you are being Yotzei Shmon Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur, and then you must listen to every single word, stand up straight, just as if you're saying Shmon Esrei. If the Shas is quick, and by saying Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, you would overlap Chasimas HaBracha, or by saying Amen, you overlap the beginning of the next Bracha, should you answer? Yes, you most certainly should answer Amen, Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. If you're going to miss the Chasimas HaBracha, better to answer Amen than Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. Many people put tzedakah in a pushka during Chazara. Is that okay? Is it permissible to collect tzedakah during Chazara? If not, how does one respond? Should the response be different between one collecting for himself and, let's say, someone collecting for the shul? Can a gabbai do his gabos during Chazara? If not, what do you do when he asks if you're a kohen or a levi? Okay, basically, as long as there are 9 other people besides yourself who are listening intently to Chazara Sashats, then all you have to do is make sure that you hear the end bracha and answer Amen. And therefore, you can give tzedakah, you can, a gabbai can look over his gabos as long as he's aware of the brachas that they are making in Shmoneh Esrei and able to answer Amen. There aren't 10 people or 9 people besides you listening intently to Shmoneh Esrei, then one should listen to the every word the Chazan says, and not do any of these other extraneous things.